Mal.
This is the 20th anniversary of the development of hydro transport at Syncrude. What is hydro transport?
Hydro transport is a process used in oil sand mining to transport oil sands from the mine site to the extraction plant using water and pipes and pumps. Essentially, it involves taking the oil sand, mixing it with warm water, and pumping it in pipes to our extraction facility where the extraction process takes over from there. It has actually replaced traditional mining systems using, you know, our large bucket wheels and drag lines, and significantly reduced the amount of energy that's used to transport the ore. And it does two things, actually. Not only does it allow us to transport the ore more efficiently, it also kicks off the processing of the ore. So the extraction process is started in the pipeline itself.
This is 20 years old. Is there something that's going to replace it? Is there something on the horizon? Or is this something that is still continuously developing?
Hydro transport is still developing as a technology. And maybe I'll just take us back. Hydro transport was originally conceived here at Research about 30 years ago in the back of our facility using some very small buckets and water, and slowly evolved into a very large full-scale system that we're using here today. So our approach to developing this technology started in our facility here at Edmonton, at the Research facility, started at a very small lab scale. It was then scaled up to a sort of small-scale pilot. I'll call it a garage-scale pilot test. And then from there, we built a pilot on our site. And this pilot was where we were able to hone the technology and continually sort of develop the pots and pans needed to do this efficiently and reliably. The pilot on our site not only allowed us to learn about the process and the technology needed to actually perform hydro transport, but we actually earned as well as we did this. It was part of our process at that point in time. So certainly there was a lot of support from our executive and our owners to develop this technology. It certainly had a lot of technology uncertainties when we first started with the technology. And then from there, we deployed this technology in our North Mine 20 years ago. And we have been continually evolving it ever since. The technology has, like I said, been deployed in our North Mine. It's also used in our Aurora Mine now, so that's sort of second iteration. And we've actually sold this technology and shared it with a number of other operators in the region. And in fact, hydro transport is one of these enabling technologies for the oil sands in general, because it did allow us to reduce our operating costs, reduce our energy intensity.
What do you see on the horizon for hydro transport?
I think the focus for hydro transport now is we're in sort of this mode of continuous improvement, where we're continuing to look at how do we improve the technology in order to make it more efficient, more reliable, smaller scale, smaller footprint. I think there's areas for improvement in terms of getting it closer to the mining face and smaller scale, smaller capital involved in building new hydro transport systems.
Why is it important to get it closer to the mine face?
What we'd like to do is we'd like to reduce the number of pieces of mobile equipment that we actually need in order to move the ore. So getting it closer to the mining face would allow us to reduce the number, or maybe even eliminate the use of haul trucks and large face shovels. So we're certainly looking at some technology options for the front end of the hydro transport system.
Thank you very much, Mal.
Thank you.